Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. So our digital team put together about a one-minute recap of DGS 5. Really slick looking and fun. So if you'd like to see that, you can go to 971talk.com. I'm assuming it's front and center around the DGS page. I don't know how the boys in the truck do it. But yeah, it's cool.
Oh, that's neat. I'll have to go.
It's mostly Sue.
Oh, it can't be.
Oh, I think it can.
Oh, and photos from the event are also up on the site. I've been waiting to see those. I'm going to look at them right now.
Yeah. Are those the one, the listener stuff that we took, or just candids?
It looks like candids.
Cool. I love candids. When you got your yearbook, did you just like sit down and go through it with a fine tooth comb to see if you were anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
I made like one. Well, you had like.
Yeah, I was in it a lot because there were three people in my school, so I had my own page.
I was on the yearbook staff, so I could control it.
What a shock. Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hello, Frank.
Good to be with you, Dave. It's a nasty day in downtown Boston, just like game one last night here.
Oh, man. I tell you what, like everyone else, at the end of the first period, I not only knew we were going to win the game, I knew we were going to win the series, and then we just fell apart.
Yeah, it was a hideous second period for the Blues. I mean, you got outshot 18-3. It's almost like the rush, that 11-day rest period for the Boston Bruins just came off, and they were just out of sight. And the Blues certainly didn't help matters with silly penalties and silly turnovers. That wasn't the St. Louis Blues team we've seen over the last couple of weeks in the postseason.
So what's the coach saying about it?
You know what? He was icy cool today. And he says, we're going to get this thing done, and we are going to be absolutely fine, and we're not going to complain about any of the officiating, which was questionable, and we're just going to play our game. It's almost like he handled this, Dave, almost like he handled the hand pass.
Yeah.
Hey, it's over. We are moving on, and nobody's complaining. Because when you get outshot 38-20, it's ultimately not about the officials. It's about your own play.
Yeah, I was hoping that they would sort of respond to this like they did with the hand pass, that it was, they can use this as kind of a wake-up call, as okay, you know, these guys are legit, we can't screw around, and hopefully, you know, hopefully this is something that they can actually learn from and react to and you know, and play their best game going forward now.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. I was with the guys earlier today, and there's not a worried person in that locker room. Sure, they realize the Boston Bruins are really good, but it's almost the exact same way the San Jose Sharks series started when the Blues got beat 6-3. And after the game, the coach talked about puck management. He said almost the exact same thing last night. Now, I'm not saying it's going to have the same result. I am saying that it's not a worried hockey team at all right now.
Frank, anybody in the press pool with you talking about the tension between Edmondson and Backes?
Oh, great question, Rachel. As normal from you.
So sick of this.
Thank you, Frank.
And the reason you carry that show most of the time, I have to say.
Thank you.
In fact, I talked to Backes about it, and he said, oh, yeah, there's no friendship now.
Hmm. Wow.
You know, for about a week and a half, we're going to hate each other. And, you know, Edmondson, I think, reacted. People thought it was a little excessive by him, but he thought that Backes was taking a dive, and he took offense to that. That's why he went after him. Later, Backes got into it with Jordan Binnington a little bit. I mean, it was crazy. It was really jaw-dropping because we all know David Backes as the really sweet guy and a guy that does a lot for charity. And to see him involved in this, can you imagine this? David Backes could become public enemy number one in this series. That would be stunning for me.
And you know what? I already hate Marchand's guts, but man, I wish he was a Blue.
You're right, Dave. He's their pest, and he's also a pest that scores 100 points.
Yep.
I got to tell you one quote one quote from today. Tory Krug, after he had that collision with Robert Thomas, actually went over to Jordan Binnington and kind of like was staring down Binnington after that. And Binnington was asked about it, and he said, quote, "It was more of a stare. His pupils were big. Maybe he was on something," end quote.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, Frank, one thing that's been pretty heartwarming to see is the Cardinals supporting the Blues so much on social media.
Well, that's a smart move by them. It takes the attention off what they're
doing. Oh, no kidding.
They are hamming it up pretty hard, I will say.
Then they just continue to lose, Frank.
Yeah, they do. And Yadier Molina is as big a Blues fan as anybody. So is Adam Wainwright. I've seen Colton Wong and Dexter Fowler at the games. They get along great, and it is really cool. The best thing for the Cardinals is for this freaking month to end. Just end May, because it's been one of the worst months, one of the worst Mays in the history of Cardinal baseball.
Wow.
All right, buddy. We will talk to you after game two.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, pal. See you.
Thanks, Frank.
Oh, hold on. Pardon me. I'm just answering a text from Brett Holm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your mic?
I don't know.
How does he do it to himself?
I know. It's his own thing.
I sure hope Brett Hall was listening to the first segment of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I think that he'll definitely come on then.
Yeah, Brett's gonna come in for a long-form interview.
Nice.
Yeah, just trying to work out when.
I'm thinking awesome.
All the people in my life who are going to be super jealous that in the same studio as Brett Hull.
I am awesome. So excited about that. His interviews this whole postseason have been the highlight of interviews for me.
There's never been a sports figure like Hull when it comes to that.
He's so good at it.
He's so funny, personable. Yes. He's the best interview. He's great.
Can you imagine if he was on like the broadcast team?
Oh man.
I don't think he wants to be.
Oh no.
Because he could be, obviously.
I just want him to.
Yeah. No doubt.
It would be like having you instead of Dan McLaughlin. Can you imagine what a Cardinals game would be like if you were broadcasting it?
Yes, I can. So yeah, we'll let you know. It could be as early as tomorrow.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Oh,
I'm happen.
So excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.